New York Governor Andrew Cuomo today vowed to strengthen gun laws, better prepare the state to handle disasters like Hurricane Sandy, and push for an increase in the state minimum wage. It was the annual State of the State address in Albany, in which the governor also took Congress to task for delaying approval of disaster recovery funds. WBAI's Rebecca Miles monitored the governor's address and files this report.
The past few weeks and few months have been a blizzard of emotion, incidents from the unimaginable to the unforgettable, from acts of cowardice to acts of heroism, from cause for despair to cause for celebration. It's almost hard to get your bearings in the midst of all of it.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo opening his State of the State address in Albany today. The speech lasted an hour, containing a range of items that will set the direction of government for the year, but at times sounded like a campaign speech. Many of the items in his address had been hinted at over the last 2 weeks, but today the details were announced. A plan to rebuild and support the economy of upstate New York through technology transfer and marketing, and by building three casinos, saying if New York City got a casino, no one would come upstate, with a revenue split of 90% of the funds for education and 10% for local tax relief. For education, he proposes merit pay for teachers, the creation of a type of bar exam before they could enter the classroom, and lengthening the school year by adding classroom hours or days, and the state would cover 100% of the costs, and supporting pre-K education.
Every expert will tell you that early education makes a difference, and it makes a difference for life. Currently, we have universal pre-K, but it's only provided by 67% of the school districts, and on average, they only offer 2.5 hours per day. We will expand the pre-K program to full-day pre-K, 5 hours, and we will start with students in the lowest wealth school districts. Let's do it today.
Cuomo also supports passing legislation to increase minimum wage.
Current minimum wage is unlivable. It's only $14,616. The annual cost of gasoline is $1,200. The annual cost of electricity is $1,300. The annual cost of auto insurance is $1,400. The annual cost of groceries is $6,500. The annual cost of child care is $10,000. The annual cost of housing is $15,000 on a minimum wage of $14,000. My friends, it does not add up. 19 other states have raised the minimum wage. We propose raising the minimum wage to $8.75 an hour. It's the right thing to do. It's the fair thing to do. It is long overdue. We should have done it last year. Let's do it this year.
One of the anticipated items is what the state plans to do about gun control following the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, when it already has some of the strongest gun laws in the nation.
We have a 7-point agenda. Number one, enact the toughest assault weapon ban in the nation, period. Number two, close the private sale loophole by requiring federal background checks. Number three, ban high-capacity magazines. Number four, enact tougher penalties for illegal gun use, guns on school grounds, and violent gangs. Number five, keep guns from people who are mentally ill. Number six, ban direct internet sales of ammunition in New York. Number seven, create a state NICS check on all ammunition purchases.
And Cuomo touched on several areas that will need further analysis. The Women's Equality Act, reducing unemployment insurance borrowing and changes to workers' compensation, and campaign finance reforms. The topic of Hurricane Sandy was last. Cuomo said climate change is real, that the state will have to build coastal communities back right, even if it costs the states more money to do so, and the state will buy out distressed properties and come up with a better plan for fuel delivery. The shortages caused by Sandy were the result of only a day and a half loss of supply to the region, according to Cuomo. And he adds the state needs federal assistance.
That in the face of a disaster, the national government comes in to help. Why? Because it would add insult to injury to say to the damaged area, you now have to finance your own reconstruction. This is an unprecedented situation in modern times where the federal government has not been responsive in the face of a disaster. And Hurricane Sandy, after Hurricane Katrina, is one of the worst disasters in modern political history in this country. And look at what they've done in the past. San Francisco earthquake 1989, they had funding 8 days later. Hurricane Andrew in Florida, 30 days later. Northridge earthquake 1994, 26 days later. Hurricane Isabel, 49 days later. Hurricane Katrina, 10 days later. Hurricane Gustav, 17 days later. Hurricane Sandy, 68 days later, they appropriated the $9 billion. This is day 73 and still counting. That is not acceptable, my friends.
Missing from his address, however, was how any of these initiatives will be paid for and any reference to gas hydrofracking, which is undergoing state review with the deadline for public comments on regulations this Friday. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.